B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 12:20. Cause ready for the cheers. Coming up, I got to give you a great take from the Jim from the Palm on overly critical.
He's a good takesman.
He is a takesman. I agree. You're a takesman as well. I give you high props for being a takesman because you're a takesman. To be a takesman, you have to be interesting. You have to be not cliche, and you have to not just take a take for the sake of the take.
Yeah, I'm anti. Take a take, sake of the take.
I don't like that a little bit. I agree. All right, but it's time now, oh my, for a little playback. Yes. Ah, man. I love the playback. It's one of my favorites, Shunas.
The playback. I feel like we've been doing like 2 months of it now.
I know. It's crazy, right? It's absolutely insane. But in lieu of games, it's the best we got. Let us throw back to week 13, the year 2004, December 5th, 2004, 4:15 p.m., Lincoln Financial Field. How about this? We forget about the three-man booth. Buck, Aikman, Collingsworth, all ready to call the game. This was the rematch of the 4th and 26th divisional round from the year before, the playoffs, you remember. 4th and 26, and then Favre throws one up. Dawkins intercepts it. Eagles go on to beat the Packers in the playoffs on the 4th and 26th game. This one was a showdown. Who was the best team in the NFC? Was it the Eagles? Was it the Packers? The winner was going to get home field throughout. And the Eagles made no mistake in this game. Well, let's get a little bit of a preview from the guys. Take a listen.
And now welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I'm Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and Chris Collinsworth in just a second. Well, here's Green Bay. Starting 1-4, they've won 6 straight. Now with what's going on in Chicago, they're looking at a full game advantage in the NFC North if they can win today. On the other side, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles with what's gone on with the Atlanta Falcons today and the egg that they laid against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've got their sights locked in on home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the NFC. You, sir, are first. And to you, I ask, what, if you want to put your finger on one thing, do the Eagles have to do to win today?
Well, I think when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and what they do, they're going to continue with that defensively at least. Jim Johnson likes to bring pressure on the quarterback. He likes to put the blitz on him. And it doesn't matter that Brett Favre is the quarterback on the other side for that team. On the offensive side of the ball, in the last 3 games, this is an Eagles team that has run the ball more than they have thrown it. That will not be the case here today. They're going against a young, inexperienced secondary of the Green Bay Packers. I would expect Donovan McNabb to come out and throw the ball early, and I would expect him to have a big day throwing the football.
You know, for the Green Bay Packers, everything's just been going great. They've won 6 in a row, and Brett Favre is playing fantastic football. Amon Green is back. Javon Walker has been tremendous. The offensive line, unbelievable. The defense is even getting better, but all that really doesn't matter. If they ultimately want to get to the Super Bowl, they have to find a way to come into Philadelphia and knock off the Philadelphia Eagles with all the history behind them, 4th and 26 and all that goes with it. So today's the day they would like to get jump-started on that opportunity.
You said it. The game hasn't even started, and you said 4th and 26.
I couldn't wait. I'm sorry.
How about it, man? How about it? It's awesome, man. The crowd's going crazy. Now, we're going to show you love to McNabb today. But before they score the first touchdown of the game, how about this? It was Hall of Fame Brian Dawkins getting the ball early with another pick of Favre.
Dawkins, who gets Favre again.
Hawkins got him in the January playoff game to set up the winning field goal and play in center field. Here he comes up with the interception. That's his third of the year. That's the second week in a row we've seen Brian Dawkins make that kind of play over the top. Tremendous range. There was nowhere for Brett Favre to throw the football. He tried forcing one in.
Yeah. Now, here are two plays. The first is all five. The second, T.O. Now, the first, I want you to listen, because Colin Jenkins has his ankle wrapped up on a third and five, but he escapes. And then seconds later, he finds T.O., T.O., T.O.
Third down and five. McNabb. Pressure. McNabb stays on his feet long enough. Flips it for the first down.
You've got to be kidding me.
Kingston on the reception and the strength of McNabb showing up. Jenkins couldn't bring him down, and McNabb completes it for 11 yards.
It really is remarkable, the athletic ability of Donovan McNabb. He's trying to go to Terrell Owens, who was in motion, but pretty good coverage there by Michael Hawthorne. And then Donovan gets pressure in the pocket, and at that time, he finds Todd Kingston, who's moving around and gets him to an open space. Unbelievable. Colin Jenkins trying to get him to the ground, but you're not going to get him down just pulling on his ankle.
Now, how about the arm strength of that to be have your wrong foot forward, one foot off the ground, and complete that pass? Are you kidding me?
A blitz coming from Green Bay here, and it's Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens sniffing the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
There we go.
Well, if you're waiting for a great touchdown celebration, I just think we saw Terrell Owens maybe unprepared for an early touchdown.
Oh, Joe Buck's great, man.
Yes,
how did
he
you
is.
Get on Joe Buck? How, that was awesome. Vintage McNabb, strong, elusive. All right, Packers now have the ball on offense. They're able to drive down the field and get inside the red zone. But this time, it's Sheldon Brown who makes the big play on the Eagles' defense.
In this game, you have the best red zone offense in Green Bay going up against the best red zone defense in the Philadelphia Eagles. This is where these types of games get decided.
First and goal from the 15. And the pass is bobbled and picked off by Brown. And Brett Favre is having a horrendous start to this day in Philadelphia.
Well, it really is, Joe, on that particular throw there. That's one you want to throw to the back pylon. And for whatever reason, Brett Favre decided to throw a line drive ball. He's trying to get it into Donald Driver, but because he throws such a flat ball, Sheldon Brown's able to turn around and make a play on that.
Sheldon. Lito and Sheldon. I love Sheldon Brown, man. He's a hell of a player. All right, so now they get the pick. They start at their own 7. And this Eagle offense was dynamic. And they took it 93 yards. Let's listen to this drive.
It's about as nice an evening weather-wise as you're going to find in early December in Philadelphia. It is beautiful, and it has been an ugly start for Brett Favre. Night and day difference between McNabb and Favre here in this first half. McNabb has yet to throw an incompletion. That continues thanks to a great catch by L.J. Smith. Reaches behind him to get it, and a 20-yard completion for McNabb, who's 12 for 12. Westbrook was split out wide to the right at the top of the screen. Dorsey Levin's coming out of the backfield on the reception, and Levin's, a former Packer, gets 9. If McNabb can't complete his next pass, he'll set a franchise record. And he does. 14 straight completions to start the day. This one to Westbrook. And he's down just inside the 15. Third down and 5. McNabb comes back to this side of the field. Westbrook. Westbrook. Touchdown, Philadelphia. They're going to pull the left guard, Steve Shulo. He tries to get out and put the block. He's not able to get out there in time, but Brian Westbrook does a good job in open space of being able to get that ball in the end zone.
brilliance of the West. Amazing. All right, as great a game as Donovan and the offense had, we can't forget how dominant the defense was against Favre. So already two interceptions, and now this time on a 3rd and 5, Favre back to pass, and it's Corey Simon up the middle with the pressure.
3rd down and 5. Favre is going to go down again. Corey Simon, who had only 2 sacks coming in but had a sack and a half last week at the Giants, gets one here. And this is what Jim Johnson and this defensive staff has been waiting for from Corey Simon this season. When you've got an edge rusher like they have with Javon Kurse, if you can then provide a guy who can bring pressure up the middle like Corey Simon does here, it just gives your quarterback nowhere to go with the football. Great job by Corey Simon showing some quickness coming off the ball.
Here's another underrated player. You know that, Judas? Corey Simon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What was he known for?
I don't know. More than the number 90?
In his build.
He's a big dude?
Yes, he was the big butt man. That's things to say. He had the big posterior and the legs.
That means you had two. They had him and then they had Honey Buns.
Yes. Yes. Honey Buns had more of the belly.
Oh.
Let's take a listen. The Eagles have good field position on their next drive, and it's 3rd and 1. And for the second time of the day, McNabb finds B. West for the touchdown.
3rd down and 1. McNabb keeps it, throws it. Wide open is Westbrook. Boy, they make it look easy. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Talk about a confident Eagles offense is willing to call any and everything, no matter down and distance, 3rd and less than 1, and this is what happens.
They're going to catch Owens going off the field here, and they completely lose Westbrook on the outside. Just an out and up route, and right now, this Packers defense is just lost. They just don't know who to cover. They don't know who to follow. They've tried a zone. They've tried man. They've tried blitzing. They've tried everything, and they are not even coming.
So we pause for a second because that Eagle offense in 04 was so dynamic, right? Incredibly dynamic. Andy was the architect then, and he's the architect now of the Chiefs offense. Could you argue that there is no better offensive architect than Reed?
No, I think that's fair to say. I do. I mean, just because he didn't win a Super Bowl until last year doesn't mean he didn't have a brilliant mind when it came to putting together an offense.
Yes.
Right, his biggest thing that people would always say is, oh, well, he doesn't know how to call timeouts well.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
He still knows how to build an offense that could give you 30-plus on a night, on a given night.
Damn. He was good, man. He was good. All right, let's get back to it. Eagles force a 3-and-out. Right? Back on offense, less than 5 minutes to go in a half. It's a great game. McNabb already has 3 touchdown passes in a game. Now, we're going to hear a 15-yard completion from 5 to Pinkston and a Pinky Dance. And that's going to set up McNabb's 4th touchdown of the day.
Second down and 10. Pinkston has a 1st down, down to the 6. It doesn't really matter what the Packers are trying to do when you consider Todd Pinkston and Terrell Owens and Brian Westbrook. And then you got Chad Lewis and L.J. Smith. They just got so many weapons right now on the offensive side of the ball that Bob Slowick, the defensive coordinator, he's got his hands full trying to figure out who are we going to slow down first. 1st and goal from the 6. McNabb rolls to his right, throws, Smith. Touchdown. L.J. Smith gets his 4th of the year. And everybody's been in on the fun with McNabb spreading the ball around since the opening kickoff.
Wow. My God. God, I forgot about this game. This game was awesome, and it gets even better. Perhaps the greatest half in the history of the Eagles, this game. Because he threw the fourth touchdown pass, and now the fifth one is coming up. Under 3 minutes left now. Eagles force another three and out. And you're going to hear McNabb to T.O. for a chunk. And then McNabb to B. West for the third hookup of the half.
McNabb already has four touchdown passes. It ties his career high. And it's the third time he's done it in the last 4 weeks. McNabb with all day fires in a wide open. Terrell Owens on the other end. Boy, what a throw that was. Already Donovan McNabb has thrown four touchdown passes, make it five. Westbrook.
No way can you get out there with Ryan Westbrook with wide receiver skills on a safety and win that battle. That's just too easy.
A 12-yard completion, five touchdown passes for Donovan McNabb, and this secondary for Green Bay is lost.
Hey, you can forget about how are they going to cover Terrell Owens. They can't cover anybody at this point. No matter what they try to do, it has not worked. And Brian Westbrook just runs a slant route, and they put it on him, and it's just like they're out at practice.
Wow. All right, the Packers are able to get a field goal before halftime to make it 35-3. So, second half starts. Eagles with the ball. McNabb doesn't miss a beat. This time, he finds Freddie for 30. Listen up.
Blitz coming from Green Bay. The Eagles pick it up, and Freddie Mitchell's wide open. His first catch of the day. Put the belt on, Freddie.
There we go. Now, we had the people's champ, and then you saw him look at his watch, which is to say, it's about time you threw one to me. That's the new one he has.
I tell you, if he keeps getting open like that, he'll get a lot more thrown his way.
Well, everybody's open out here today. Who's not open?
Tunis.
That makes me hate Freddie even more.
I was
going
to ask you.
McNabb threw five damn touchdown passes, and you're going, it's about time he threw it to me. Shut up.
How bad the violation there?
It's a total violation. If you're doing about damn time when it's the fourth quarter and you haven't thrown a touchdown pass yet, and you're like 9-for-30 throwing the ball, all right, fine.
Yeah,
a man threw five touchdown passes in the first half, and you're going, it's about time?
I agree with it, and you can't do the belt. You're up 35-3.
No. Yeah, you're right. Can't go belt. Can't go, it's about time.
I agree.
Freddie Mitchell, ultimate not
two
player.
I love Freddie, but yeah, I agree. Eagles only get three on that drive. It's now 38-3. Defense forces another three and out. And we got another big play. This time, 3rd and 14, and five goes to 81.
The Philadelphia Eagles with a win today slash tonight will have a two-game lead in their race with the Atlanta Falcons for home field advantage as we march toward the playoffs in the NFC. The other side, the NFC North, is getting more bunched up because of today's activity. Owens, what a catch. Perfect throw as McNabb dropped it in, and Terrell Owens is down to the 25. 45 more yards, Chris.
Poor Michael Hawthorne. I mean, that was just a flat-out foot race, and until you've actually been on the field with Terrell Owens, you don't think of him as being that fast a guy. But he just took off running, really not much of a move to speak of, and outran Hawthorne by 3 or 4 yards on the play.
It's gotten to the point where it's just embarrassing for this Packers defense and allowing these guys to run open like that.
All right. So another field goal. Akers makes it 41-3. And now people are wondering, why is five still in the game? And here he is. You ready? Five. to Westbrook. Oh, yet again!
Landing on the shoulder, and you see all the time guys get separated shoulders. I don't know.
Well, it makes no sense. I mean, whether he comes out of this game healthy or not, it just makes no sense. I mean, part of the reason that they're positioned to be able to sustain this for so long is because Donovan McNabb is going to be their quarterback, and that's the only hope that they have of going all the way this year and winning the Super Bowl. Blitz coming, McNabb, Westbrook. His huge day continues. Roman ends up bringing Westbrook down. And half of my attention with Westbrook running in the open field was on McNabb, who got hit around the knees and ended up back on his backside after getting rid of the pass. Yeah, and he looked shook up. I mean, take a look at the hit that he takes down low. That's dangerous. I mean, that's a dangerous shot right there. And, you know, this is when tempers start to flare when you're the Green Bay Packers and you've got 41 points and yet you're still throwing the football. Westbrook, as I've already said, in my opinion, shouldn't be in the game. Donovan right McNabb there. Certainly shouldn't.
Wow.
They should get some of these backup players in there and get them some experience, start running the football.
All right, Eagles get three more points. 44-3. Fourth quarter starts, Eagles on offense. And now it's Dorsey Levins with the big play. Take a listen.
As they hand off to Dorsey Levins, the former Packer. Al Harris shoves him out. And Dorsey Levins is going to be out of bounds. They're going to mark him at the 28. A 45-yard run from Levins.
You know, and I really think if the Eagles put one more touchdown on the board, that their BCS computer rankings are going to go way up.
Maybe that's what
I think it'll really help them in the polls this week.
Wow. It's Collinsworth. Hater. Such a hater, Collinsworth. Judas. It's early in the fourth quarter. Here's the thing that he should know as a player. And I remember asking Andy after the game, like, you know, because right away, speaking of hypercritical, was, oh, my God, how come the starters aren't out? How come the starters aren't out?
Yeah, it wasn't great win. It was, dude, what are you guys doing?
Right. And it was earlier in the fourth quarter. So I understand, like, if it's like under 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, you make the case. But one of the things that Andy said, and I'll remember him saying this to me, was that when you're having that kind of day, it's a gift to the player. They've earned that right to play. Because, listen, every player wants stats, right? And, like, it's your chance to reward the player and allow them to be on the field a little bit. Enjoy and have fun. Anyway, I hate that Collinsworth. Oh, I hate him. Hate him. Hey. So, Eagles going to win 47-17. Packers scored two garbage touchdowns at the end. No Favre. He was gone. Craig Knoll is the quarterback. I didn't even remember Craig Knoll. Here you go.
Knoll rolling to his right, throws back across the middle, and finds his fullback Henderson. First touchdown, and there's a little of the Green Bay frustration coming out of the part of William Henderson, who has his second touchdown of the year.
Quentin Michael is pointing towards the scoreboard and saying, you might want to look up there before you decide to spike it too often.
Well, there it is. Eagles go on to win it. Big route, big game by five, big game by Westbrook.
Big game by Craig Knoll, two touchdown passes.
Craig Knoll. Who? So that was one of the great, great epic games performances. And Donovan was sensational that afternoon. Just sensational.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.